Hello, friends. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. And with me here at Thrive DTSP Radio St. Pete Studio today are two of the three powerhouses that are collaborating on what might be the best performance at the Mahaffey Theater this fall, Good Peaches. I'd like to welcome Helen Murray, the Artistic Director of the American Stage, and Chelsea Gallo, the resident conductor for the amazing Florida Orchestra. Ladies, welcome.
Thanks so much.
This event on the 20th is a work in motion, a beautiful thing. Helen, start telling us a little bit about how it came about. And then Chelsea, I want to hear from both of you the backstory on what's going on as you rehearse.
We will do our best. I also need to say we are without our third today with Alexander Jones with Project Alchemy, who's the dance company that's also collaborating. So we're really excited to have him here with us collaborating. How Good Peaches got started. I have been a fan of Kiara Alegría Hudez's work for quite some time. She's the playwright of The Good Peaches. She's most well known for her work on In the Heights, which people know her very well for. I don't know that people realize she is a Pulitzer Prize winning playwright who's been writing for decades. And so she penned this piece that asked for, as she puts it, collaboration of the boldest kind. And so when I first read the piece, it immediately sparked my imagination. It asks for a full orchestra on stage. And so I had to find a willing partner. And so I started pestering the Florida Orchestra on a fairly regular basis. They were very open to the idea, but it's about syncing up our both of our crazy seasons. So it did take some time for us to finally bring it to fruition. For length of time, I started on this path about 3 years ago because it also took some time to get the rights to the piece, to get Kiara to sign on, the playwright. So it's been a labor of love along the way, and I'm very excited now to be working with the collaborators, with the Florida Orchestra. And something about the robustness of the piece with the orchestra, it just, I just wanted to embrace further Kiara's idea of the boldest collaboration. What would the boldest be? And so I thought that we should add a dance company into the mix, which is when we invited Project Alchemy to join our duo and make it a trio. It was very exciting to have the endorsement of all of the organizations and to be able to move forward with something this big, because it really is, it's a lot. It's a lot of planning.
So it started at the Cleveland Playhouse with a 56-piece orchestra. Chelsea, tell me a little bit about what you're thinking about doing with this and actually, Alexander told us yesterday in an interview that it is a day-by-day collaboration that blooms.
Yeah, I mean, at the core of it is exactly what Helen described, you know, the purpose of robust collaboration. It's great how this piece was written because it allows the musical element to be somewhat free. We can choose the pieces that we use. We did take most of our inspiration from the Cleveland Orchestra, who premiered this piece. They chose to use some of the music that we're using as well, chief among them Benjamin Britten's 4C Interludes and John Adams' Shaker Loops. But we departed from their original performance by introducing a piece by the British Jamaican composer Ayana Witter Johnson. She wrote this amazing piece called Blush that really is going to set off the whole experience. It functions kind of as our overture, and it's going to function as literally the thread that goes through this entire play, which I guess is a little bit of a Easter egg for the motif of the play.
Yep.
But that idea of robust collaboration, it was so special when this whole thing was beginning that Helen, Alex, and I got to listen to the music together, got to decide, how does this fit with the story? Is this what we want to achieve? We really settled on that Blush piece because, I mean, Alex jumped all over that with the dance rhythms, with everything possible. And, you know, Helen's going to talk a little bit about the actual story and that idea of thread and sewing and literally weaving. And to start with a piece of music that allows itself to function as our transformative element, it's going to be, you know, full of robust collaboration.
Yeah.
Helen, tell us about the story of Aurora, the young girl who wishes for upheaval.
Well, you know what? Aren't a lot of young girls wishing for upheaval right now? So, you know, we're just feeding what's already out there. I think the other reason I was really fascinated by The Good Peaches is the idea of the storm and of people who live in the path of a storm. We are that community. And so there was something about the fact that we are an undaunted community in the face of the storm that made me think this is a perfect piece for St. Pete. And actually, to that end, I should also let you know that Tampa Bay Watch has signed on as a partner and is helping us promote the show because they love this idea of how art comments on our natural world. And so we do. We have young Aurora, and her mother has sewed as a seamstress, has made a dress for the queen, the queen who has not treated their people very well. And so she's sort of woven into the dress the story of her people so that when the queen wears it, she will automatically understand the world of that people. But before it can get there, Aurora breaks all the rules. She tries on the dress, and it calls the storm. And so she does. She wishes for something bigger. I think she wishes for a bigger world for herself, but the storm does come. And to what Chelsea was saying, the idea of threads is really big about what we carry forward, about how we keep moving forward the ideas of our ancestry, of our lives, of what we bring to the rest of the world, especially when we stand up to big, scary things. And little Aurora, she happens on some peaches. They keep her alive, but she also carries them forward, helps the rest of the world with them. So it's definitely lore-like and epic in its story. One of the cool things when Chelsea suggested Blush that I loved so much is she didn't just bring it saying this could be a great overture. She brought it saying there are motifs in this that we can reuse throughout the show to sort of signify certain things throughout. And I loved it so much. I was like, it's like I'm talking to one of my designers on a show. So we got to have some really great conversations about that.
Chelsea, tell us about some of the motifs.
Sure. There are some, we're going to be extracting some elements from this piece that anytime a character references something, or if we want to foreshadow something, we'll just use a little snippet from that piece, maybe something from the harp or in the strings. But this is a technique used in music for centuries, you know, most famously with the German composer Richard Wagner. He would introduce this idea of leitmotifs, that you attach a musical idea to a character and it lets you know what happens. And most famously, of course, John Williams did this in the Star Wars movies, where, you know, you'd hear Leia's theme right before she shows up, or really how you find out that their, you know, brother and sister is, like, in the music before anything else, you know, that kind of thing. So we're kind of doing a little bit of that with this.
You know, I know that there is dance, and there is acting, and there is music, but there's also multimedia as well. And yeah. It's very cinematic. I think that's how I would describe it to our listeners, is you're going to experience, and there's only two showings, folks, on the 20th, both the matinee and the evening at the Mahaffey. Talk to me about pulling together the cinematic experience for the audience.
We're working with an amazing projections designer, Giada Sun. Because of how tight the turnaround time is to get into the space and out of the space, we're not doing what we normally do at American Stage, which is a really big build of a large scenic element or set. Instead, we decided to put our muscle into the projections. We are actually using their band shell, because if you don't use the band shell, you have to mic every single musician, which is a mess. So instead, what we're going to do is project directly on their band shell. And so Giada has been working closely with me, the music. There's been a lot of listening and re-listening to the music, a lot of stepping through the show beat by beat to understand what's happening. And so you'll see it. We've actually drawn... So we've actually drawn a lot of inspiration from South American artists, from sort of where Kiara comes from the Islander, the idea of the Islander and what they deal with in the storms. And there's a lot of references we've taken from actual visual art. And so Giada's building it from that. So you'll never see a literal world, but you will see the metaphorical world and a referenced world. So you'll see the valley where Aurora was. You will see the storm as it rolls in. You will see the great waves as they crash. So it'll take up floor to ceiling in the Mahaffey.
Who plays Aurora?
Aurora is played by a new artist on the scene here, still a student, a theater student. Maria Zeno plays young Aurora. We actually did audition kids, and they were great. Mariella was better. And so, and she's so tiny. So, you know, we were able to have her play a child. Also, she has to dance quite a bit, be lifted by the dancers, be moved around. And so Mariella was a perfect choice for this.
Chelsea, talk to me as a composer and in charge of the music, working with Alexander Jones and the dance company, and what's going on with you backstage with this right now and rehearsals.
Sure. My role at this point is, you know, similar to how you would prepare a ballet or an opera, where there are staging rehearsals and then you oversee the musical components, making sure everyone has the right tempos so that when we do get into the space, it's very, very efficient. You know, at the Florida Orchestra, in 1 week, sometimes we'll put on three different programs. And so our world moves incredibly fast, and we have to use every single moment as efficiently as possible. So everything that we can do in staging ahead of time is really valuable. And Alex is a wonderful collaborator, making sure that all the tempos are spot on, not trying to change anything that would affect the orchestra. And then Helen has given us all of these concepts, everything that's necessary for the story to be achieved, that we'll be able to put from day one on the stage into the music.
And folks, if you've just tuned in, the Florida Orchestra last night had Cynthia Erivo.
Yeah.
Then it's Amadeus. And then it is Morgan Freeman with an incredible performance, not to mention all of the, you know, incredible folks. I encourage you to go to both websites. We'll have that in our blog. I do want to ask you both, when do you get into the Mahaffey to do the rehearsal?
Not until the week of the performance. So we're going to tech fast. We're going to work fast together, but Chelsea's with us in the rehearsal room next week. And just for folks out there, I've told her she's on the stage, so she's fair game. And so she's got a moment in the show as one of the performers.
At the Florida Orchestra, we are the largest orchestra in the state. I mean, we happily serve the 3 million people in our metropolitan area. And with that responsibility comes the necessity to be as professional and efficient as possible. So it's a gift to get to be in the Mahaffey, and we're so thankful for that. But we work with great artists like Cynthia Erivo, Morgan Freeman. We put on these films. We get to work with these wonderful organizations in town like American Stages and Alchemy Dance. But the things that we do in this area, yes, we do a lot of shows, but it's to serve everyone here. Mm-hmm. And Peaches is fantastic. I hope everyone comes for it. I hope everyone checks out the schedule that American Stages has on for the rest of the season, that they come and they fall in love with these new talents, these new Mariellas that people haven't discovered yet, or that they come to the Florida Orchestra and they see Jaws live for the first time with music and they fall in love with orchestras in a different way. So we're so excited to share these stories that have so much precedence and application to a life in Tampa Bay. But we offer, all three of our organizations, things that everyone needs every day. This idea of the storm is so applicable, because it's kind of a devastating thing where this thing arrives at our doorstep every season here in Tampa Bay. It hurts our families. It hurts our friends. But then, you know, paradoxically, it gives us some of the greatest art ever made. It gives us
the resiliency is amazing.
Yeah.
I think the other thing to pony on what you were saying is, this is a family-friendly piece. Kids can come and see themselves as the center of this story. And so not only, if you bring your family to this, you're not just bringing them to a piece of theater. You're getting to see a cross collaboration of three different art forms. It is such like the perfect nugget of arts to show your kids, to say, look at all the possibilities and look at how they can come together. One of the things I've said to everybody when we walked into the rehearsal room to really start meshing together the first time is, we should not feel like three companies up there. We should feel like one. And so that's the aim. That's what we're going after.
St. Petersburg is the Arts Coast. And I want to just do a shout out for the Florida Orchestra and American Stage and Project Alchemy, all involved in the community. Community classes, Project Alchemy, you've done immersive things during the holidays. And of course, the Florida Orchestra, I feel like I'm rediscovering my love of music. It's not just classical. The orchestra itself, the artistry of each of those incredible world-class performers who are here, and our conductors. It's amazing. And the breadth and depth. You're going to fall in love with something the Florida Orchestra does. You're going to fall in love with something that American Stage and Project Alchemy do. Before we wind this up, I want to remind people that this is going to be on September 20th. And it's going to be at 2 o'clock, and there's an evening performance as well at 8 o'clock. It's on sale now at thefloridaorchestra.org. You can learn more about both organizations. Helen, American Stage website for more information.
Absolutely. And if you go to American Stage, because that's where you're used to going, it will, if you click buy tickets, it'll take you on over to the Florida Orchestras, because they are a point of sale for this.
That's right. And I just want to point out a couple things. The Florida Orchestra, American Stage, arts funding is being cut. They depend on your support. I know American Stage is having their annual, the Broadway by Candlelight. A lot of things going on with Florida Orchestra and their events. Please come to our website. Go to the Let's Go Guide. You will find all of them there, Project Alchemy. Parting words to our audience about why they need to come to this show.
Well, first, Nana, you are the best. Thank you for doing this. You are a gem. Parting words. I think I've said everything I need to say. Come because this is a once-in-a-lifetime experience. This is a really hard thing to put together, so it's not something we'll do with regularity, even though collaboration is something we'll do with regularity. But getting that full orchestra on stage at the same time as a theater company and a dance company, this is lightning striking. You need to come watch it. It's unmissable.
Chelsea?
Just that robust collaboration is great, but we have to have that last participating element, which is the audience.
Totally.
So please come be a part of it. Be our fourth element.
And if you haven't seen Chelsea Gallo in action, she's a goddess. I love. And I want to thank everyone for being here today, the behind-the-scenes people, and, of course, our two wonderful artists. For Radio St. Pete, I'm your host, Nanette Weiser.